This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, he's in great shape. I think we can see that. And, you know, certainly has had the stuff, the pedigree, the performance to take a step forward. And I think he's had some health frustrations the last couple of years that hopefully don't happen this year. So I would very, very bullish on him and expect a great season from him.
So that was Mike Elias before the season talking about Grayson Rodriguez, and this was probably a couple weeks ago. They had high hopes for Grayson Rodriguez, and now after yesterday's sluggishness, Brandon Hyde has just told the media in the last 15 minutes Grayson Rodriguez has tricep soreness. He's being evaluated. He said, quote, "There's always concern. I'm concerned every day right now with everybody, but in this case, we'll have more information tomorrow." And I think it's fair to say that Bone and I are very frustrated, and I think it's also fair to say that Jason's very angry about this.
Something I was thinking about during the break, and unfortunately during spring training, not all of these stadiums have StatCast data, like when they were playing yesterday at Fort Myers, and his velocity was down in that first start. And you wonder how down it was and if he was dealing with this in that first start, because you're kind of almost getting Kyle Bradish flashbacks. Would it surprise you if he was dealing with anything in that first start?
He said he had a garbage bullpen and they let him pitch a fake game and they pulled him after 33 pitches and they never had an explanation for it. Never gave you any sort of update. The manager who got to the ballpark late laughed it off and sloughed it off and said it sounded fine on the radio. And then they went underground for 24 hours. There's nothing professional grade about any of that.
Hey, they told us now.
But it comes, and I said this yesterday, 2 to 3 weeks after Kyle Bradish said, yeah, they let me go. I was pitching through all kinds of pain. I never felt right. And then it got to a point where my arm broke and I had to have Tommy John surgery. So is it all interconnected, Bone? Oh, absolutely. I said yesterday, here's the portal that I'm going to look at this through. The way they handled all these situations, Tyler Wells, Felix, and even, like, why didn't he get the surgery sooner? They always know better. They're always smarter. They owe you no honesty. They owe you no transparency. Like, nothing's ever a thing till it is. And in the meantime, they build their club on hopes and dreams. They don't navigate and fortify for the worst case scenarios. They sell false hope. They sell everybody's going to always get better. They've got an excuse for everything, and they don't win in the playoffs.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but is there a team out there that is transparent and honest with their fans all the time?
I can't think of too many scenarios like what happened yesterday. And
yesterday was very bizarre.
I've covered professional sports for 30 years
at
all levels.
And I'm not trying to
work. In the American Hockey League in 1994, if Mike Pekka had an injury like that, and he's a top prospect for the Vancouver Canucks, and I'm covering the Syracuse Crunch, and they handled it that way, I would have been like, and I didn't know much when I was then, whatever I was, a sophomore in college, I would have been like, geez, this seems really bush league. Yeah. Like, this seems really weird. Like, let me call George McPhee, who was the assistant GM of the Vancouver Canucks, who would have been at Syracuse Crunch games all the time. George, what, really? What's going on? I couldn't have texted him then because there was no texting.
There was no texting.
I couldn't have sent an email, and he didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
I would have to call his office in Vancouver and say, Mike Pekka left the game yesterday, and we got no updates, and nobody said anything about it, and it's 24 hours later. What's going on? It would have been bad business then. There.
I agree, and I'm not working, trying to work you up.
You're
but,
doing it.
But you didn't answer my question. Like, is there a team out there that is transparent and honest all the time with their fans?
I don't mean transparent. I'm not saying you got to say everything. Stop taking people for fools.
Okay, that's fair.
Stop taking people for utter and complete fools. Do you understand this market? Do you know that just because we haven't won a World Series since 1983, we know what the hell we're looking at? When your ace can't throw 90 miles an hour regularly against the Twins in February or March, don't you dare try to, and we called them out in real time.
Yes.
Don't you dare send your manager out there and handle it as flippantly and cavalier as that and then sit on it for 24 hours. It's pathetic. It should be beneath them, but it's totally on brand.
410-583-1057. A lot of frustration in this room. Are you frustrated? The thoughts from the people about this Grayson Rodriguez situation. He has tricep soreness. This is a day after he said he was just sluggish. I think one of the keys there is who was there to stop him from talking to the media yesterday? Like, he should not have spoken to the media
yesterday. It is a Bush League operation right now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Like, that's...
Because that was my small tinge of optimism, because covering sports, that generally
And I
speaking,
said at the time, yeah. Who would tell them not to?
Generally speaking, players are not made available if they are hurt.
Generally speaking, yeah. The manager's at the games, the manager's seen the whole games, and if he hasn't, he's going to talk to somebody who did to learn a little something about what he missed before he has the audacity and temerity to talk to the media.
I like temerity.
Temerity's a good word.
Also, Andrew Kitcher's knee is being discussed regarding treatment options. More info tomorrow. As we mentioned, he's getting second and third opinions. That's never good. So I don't know when the hell he's going to be pitching for this team.
But they added a second. No, they didn't. No, they're going to sell you Dominguez, who the Phillies was a salary dump for them. Yeah. That's what it was. It was a salary dump. And also, it's funny. I was listening to it over the weekend, them on the radio while I was walking the dog, and they had the assistant GM on. And she was bragging about, well, you know, these weren't just rentals. We liked these guys because they had more than 1 year on their contract, Soto and Dominguez. When they cut them in season this year, I trust me, that's what I'll be thinking of. That day I was walking the dogs in the cold in late February, listening to this in real time, puking on my shoes because I'm like, you got played. And like, remember who else they sold? Oh, it's not a rental. We can control them for years. It was Cole Irvin 2.0.
Yeah,
Rogers. Who, guess what? He might pitch this year. Because I got a newsflash for you. Grayson ain't the only one getting hurt. And they did nothing to fortify the top end.
Well, Rogers is hurt already.
Yeah,
He's going to miss a lot of time.
410-583-1057. Let's get Chris in Parkville. Chris, you're on the fan.
Gentlemen, great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
I'm with Jason and you guys. I think the timing in which this has happened, and the player who's usually gets dinged up during the season at this time, at this juncture, and handling it like that was really, really interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. And Chris, appreciate the call. Interesting is a good word, because there's so much about this. And again, Jason and I, our minds work different. I don't get as angry as he does. I don't think he's wrong to be angry, just to be fair. But yesterday was bizarre. It, like, the whole thing, the Brandon Hyde's late to the game, and he can't comment on it, and they let Grayson talk, and they let him pitch. Like, the fact of the matter is,
fired Freddie Gonzalez, who actually knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
They let him continue to pitch after the 89.5 mile per hour four-seamer that got hit to the wall. He faced two more batters after that. He faced two more batters, hit someone, then got pulled.
But if people still want to trust them after multiple blown off seasons, multiple blown trade deadlines, multiple blown handling of sensitive pitching situations, by all means, do it. But boy, we see things differently.
Let's leave it here. Their possible number one starter, Grayson Rodriguez, probably won't be on the opening day roster. Their big offseason bullpen pickup, who was probably going to be the co-closer at times, Andrew Kittredge, probably not going to be on the opening day roster. And their best everyday player, who was an MVP candidate, Gunnar Henderson, probably not on the opening day roster.
And they let their opening day starter from last year walk without putting up a fight, even though they weren't going to sign anybody else to anything more than a one-year deal. And especially in light of Gunner being out, they let their most impactful hitter, who was a switch hitter, go to a division rival for pennies on the dollar and didn't put up any fight there either. Okay. Keep rolling with them.
So we'll get to Twib Notes next, and we'll hear from Corbin Burns, who is now on a new team. We'll hear from Tristan Cassis, and we'll hear from Brian Cashman. It's Twib Notes next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.